British Columbia's three major parties leaned into their ideological divides Tuesday, with the Green Party the first to release a full platform ahead of this month's provincial election. Green leader Sonia Furstenau announced the platform in Victoria with a heavy focus on taxing the wealthy in order to support the well-being of BC residents, ranging from mental health to environment and government accountability. The 72-page platform includes proposals to double existing property tax rates for homes valued at over $3 million and an 18% proposed tax on corporate profits over $1 billion. The taxes would help address housing challenges and fund infrastructure investments, as well as support climate action and renewable energy investments, respectively, the Greens say. "I want to be clear. An economy is meant to serve people," Furstenau said. "It's meant to serve our society. When our economy is producing the kinds of outcomes we're seeing, a growing gap between rich and poor, a growing number of people who don't have enough to just get by, and a growing number of people who have so much wealth that they're not even sure what to do with it, we need governments to step in and play the role that they're meant to play." A key part of the Green platform is the establishment of well-being frameworks that measure how BC is performing in terms of natural environment, support for residents, and accountability for government institutions. "We need to ensure that governments aren't measuring only GDP, aren't measuring only how much money they're spending, but measure how that money is actually accomplishing the outcomes that government should be striving for," Furstenau said. The platform also includes a number of investments: $650 million annually in municipal infrastructure to support new housing, $250 million to expand childcare, $100 million every year for wildfire prevention and management, and $20 million in annual training in the renewable energy sector. On the energy front, the BC Conservatives announced on Tuesday a plan to make the province self-sufficient for electricity by building any energy infrastructure needed to meet the province's demand, which may include nuclear power. "We want to make sure that we have a lot of conversation about nuclear power in this province," said Conservative leader John Rusted on a feasibility study on nuclear power promised by his party. "Can this be done affordably? Can it be done reliably? Can it be done safely? We need to make sure we answer all these questions," Rusted told reporters in Bracondale, BC. He also criticized provincial policies by the New Democrat government to put more zero-emission vehicles on the road and push for heat pumps to replace fossil fuel furnaces, calling them pie-in-the-sky initiatives that are pushing BC's energy system to the brink. "We do not have the electrical generation to be able to do this," he said, promising a Conservative government would reverse course on those mandates if elected. "We need to make sure that we have the energy that we need, and that we have policies in place that are going to build out that energy to meet our growing demands." Rusted also said his party will support alternative energy sources such as solar, wind, and geothermal, but only when the projects make practical, economic sense. Vancouver-based think tank Clean Energy Canada Executive Director Mark Zacharias said in response to the plan that while Rusted correctly recognizes that we will need new energy infrastructure to meet future demand, using technologies that may include nuclear in the long term, other parts of the plan are based on false assumptions. Among those are the need for BC to be able to fully generate its power demands during peak usage, which means a large part of the system would sit idle, at great cost, only to be used every couple of years. Zacharias also said electric vehicle sales and heat pumps are unlikely to push BC's power grid to the breaking point, since EVs are estimated by BC Hydro to increase electricity demand in the province by 2% in 2030, while heat pumps use less power than traditional baseboard heating. An analysis from Clean Energy Canada found that solar and wind with battery storage are set to produce cheaper electricity than natural gas in Alberta and Ontario, and this trend is expected to be similar for BC, he said. NDP leader David Eby was in Castlegar on Tuesday, pledging a re-elected New Democrat government would extend travel assistance to cover the mileage costs with upfront payment and extend employment protections for people with serious illnesses from 8 days to 27 weeks. But the party also took a swipe at Rusted, posting on social media a video from March 2023 of Rusted calling the current narrative on climate an anti-human agenda. The video shows a portion of the podcast hosted by former People's Party of Canada candidate Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, where Rusted said reducing nitrogen in fertilizer would create a significant global food shortage. The post came days after EB sent a letter to Rusted over the weekend, urging the Conservatives to remove several candidates in the election for what he described as public endorsement of anti-democratic conspiracy theories, relating to the January 6, 2021, riot at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. All three major party leaders are expected to come face-to-face in events in Vancouver on Wednesday, with a live debate on radio station CKNW, followed by an event hosted by the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade. Here's what I expect in the debate. I expect that John Rusted's handlers will have beaten him into submission about not talking about his crazy internet conspiracy theories, EB said during his appearance in Castlegar. He only talks about these things when he's in a trusted environment with his pals like Jordan Peterson, EB added, referring to the Canadian Psychologists podcast where Rusted both broached nuclear power as an option for BC and criticized educational materials designed for indoctrination of children. Rusted, in response to the video release, said that his concern is about food security if the use of nitrogen-based fertilizer is reduced. 40% of the world's food supply comes from using nitrogen-based fertilizer, Rusted said. And I'm sorry I'm not interested in policies that are going to restrict our food supply and cause grief and potential food shortages for people in this province. When asked about the back and forth between EB and Rusted, Furstenow said she wanted her party to lead by example in getting away from the polarizing politics plaguing other countries and rising in BC. She said the Green platform is aimed at presenting a vision to take BC forward and urged everyone to all start voting for what we want instead of compromising their expectations for an elected government. I'm so tired of our expectations being diminished with every election that goes by, Furstenow said. I want our expectations to go up. We are releasing a platform that says to British Columbia, raise your expectations. Expect better. With files from Daryl Greer in Castlegar. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 1, 2024.